Water is also a hot topic in Rio de Janeiro, not the lack of it, but how dirty it is. And with the Olympics just months away, Rio de Janeiro's water is so full of garbage and human waste that it's making pro athletes sick. Just ask the surfers who flock to Rio for its waves this time of year. The world's Will Carlos has been out on some of Rio's popular beaches. You're a surfer, Will. Would you go out in the swell right now?
I contemplated it this morning, actually. I went down and checked the surf this morning. I definitely take a good look at the water conditions before I paddle out. What we've got right now is that Rio is going into its sort of bigger swell season. So you're having bigger swells coming in. The bigger swells are kind of churning everything up and loosening up all of the nasty stuff that's under the water. And so it's really been bad the last few weeks.
So when you say the nasty stuff, I mean, what are we talking about? And how obvious is it that something is wrong?
Well, to your first question, we're talking about huge amounts of basically human waste. I mean, there are rivers that flow into the lagoons, that flow into the ocean. Those rivers are basically completely crowded with favelas and other neighborhoods. And a lot of those favelas just empty their sewage completely untreated straight into the sea. As far as how obvious it is, I mean, I live in the main Olympic neighborhood. And for the last 2 weeks, there has been a really noticeable, nasty smell permeating the entire neighborhood. I mean, you can't miss it.
So what are authorities doing to clean things up?
Well, we asked them and they wouldn't talk to us. I mean, we asked both the city and the state. The city basically pointed fingers at the state and said, look, it's all their fault. Now, it should be pointed out, the state of Rio de Janeiro has received billions of dollars to clean up its waterways over the last couple of decades. And it's still awful. So there's a lot of accusations of money being stolen. It's a huge problem that really isn't getting any better.
Surfing is not going to be an Olympic event, although surfers would like it to be someday. Remind us what the events are that will be taking place in the lagoons and in the water around Rio.
So the big one is sailing. I mean, there's plenty of different sailing events which will actually be taking place on the Guanabara Bay, which is a very, very heavily polluted area. I mean, I think they'll probably make efforts to clean up the immediate area where the sailing will take place, but it's very hard to undo, obviously, decades of pollution. Another one would be triathlon. I mean, the triathletes will be swimming in the inland lagoons. Again, they'll make a real big effort to clean up those lagoons. But then, of course, there's going to be 500,000 visitors here. When you come to Rio, you go to the beach, you go in the ocean in places like Copacabana, Ipanema, and those beaches are heavily polluted.
Will, you've spoken with surfers who've been around the globe. What do they tell you about Rio today and how it compares to other urban surf spots around the world?
That's right. I spoke to a guy called Ace Buchan. He is the surfer's representative on the world tour. And he said it's undoubtedly the worst water that they surf in. They surf all over the world, including, it should be noted, off the coast of California. I mean, some 60 million people live in California, but they somehow managed to keep the water fairly clean. So he said it's absolutely the worst. Last year, he estimated that something like a quarter of the professional surfers got sick in one way or another for the water. And actually, when I was talking to him, he was sick. And he wasn't sure whether it came from the water or from food or what it was when he was in Rio last week.
So the Olympic Committee, the International Olympic Committee, how do they feel about all this?
I mean, they've kind of wagged their finger at Rio. They've kind of said, you know, this is something you need to clean up. But I mean, nobody is under any illusions that this is going to get solved or cleaned up in time for the Olympics. I mean, that was one of the pledges. The Guanabara Bay is bigger than the city of Rio itself. It's something like 15 miles across.
Wow.
And it's been basically dumped in for decades. Anywhere you go on the bay of Rio, you will see huge amounts of trash, nasty water, you know, kind of oil floating on the surface of the water. So, I mean, there's no way that this can get solved. I mean, it'll take years, if not decades, of concerted effort to clean it up. So it's not going to be done in 2 months by the Olympics. I think a lot of people in Rio are just hoping that this really kind of draws attention to this issue for the rest of the world and people see just how bad things have become.
The world's Will Carlos reporting from Rio de Janeiro. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Marco.
It smells awful, as Will said. You can be spared the smell and still see how bad the water is. Today, in fact, this morning, Will shot a few videos at the beach, the stinky surf cam. We've posted them at PRI.org. Just make sure you're not eating.